The time to be happy is now. The place to be happy is here. The way to be happy is to make someone happy and to have a little heaven right here. Most of you may be wondering, how come Jayasimha is singing happily a rhyme? Because after I put a message about stress and depression, many people called me up and said, Jayasimha sir, you too are going through a depression. I said, what do you mean? A comedian doesn't go through tragedies in his life. A superstar doesn't face box office failures. A doctor doesn't become sick. A businessman doesn't lose money in the business. Is there any rule that a motivational speaker should not get demotivated? It happens. It happens because, you know, whenever you do any task, no, everyone does a task to win only. Tell me anyone who says, I want to live and die as a poor man, or a student says that I want to fail an exam, or I do take up a task and say I want to fail. Nobody does that. But only thing is, after you have done some task, when things didn't go through the way they should have gone through and you face a failure, it means the maturity, the intelligence that you had at that point in time when you did the task was not sufficient. So now the thing is, what can be done now? Ask this question. So something has gone wrong. Can you go back to yesterday? Just not possible, right? You may be the richest man on this planet. You may be the most powerful politician on this globe. But yesterday was over yesterday. You can't go back and change anything what happened yesterday. What is there is at this moment. But the point here is, most of us, either we live in the past worrying about what went wrong, or we worry about our future, what might happen tomorrow, which is not there, which is not seen, which we are not sure about. But we don't live in this present moment. Like right now, I am speaking to you, you are listening to me. That's a satyam, that's a truth. We have absolutely no problem, we should be happy. But then, are we really happy? We are not, because man is always chasing unachievable mirages. He is running a rat race. Always you want, a student want to score very high marks in examination, and a businessman want to score, make more money, and then an employee want to get a promotion, and then a trainer like me want to get a new assignments, a doctor would like to build one more big hospital. So every one of us is running a race. But the thing is, even after you achieve that, even though you may swim the English Channel, you may scale the Mount Everest, will you be happy? Or are you happy after you have scaled the Mount Everest? The point here is no, because it's all about big boy syndrome. If only I get that, I'm going to be happy. If only I achieve that, I'm going to be happy. In the process, we are never happy because we're always searching for happiness outside. The happiness is actually inside. If only you do any task out of happiness, and then doesn't really matter. You may be living in a hut, you may be eating yesterday's rice, but you'll be still happy. But then if you're not happy internally, no, those two extra bedrooms, that extra farmhouse is not going to make you happy at all. And when I worry, why worry? Because I think that somebody might criticize me, somebody might rebuke me, somebody might say some words which I may not like it. So criticism is part and parcel of life. People are not going to leave you anyway. And we should face that situation at that moment. By thinking about it, people might say this thing to me, what I'm trying to do is I'm actually waging an inner war with myself. In the process, I'm actually killing the beautiful me inside me. And I'm going through a lot of depression. So I remember my Guruji having told me about the concept of handling a problem. So whenever this thought of problem comes, no, ask this question, do you have a problem? If the answer is no, then why worry? Happily relax. The same question, ask again, do you have a problem? Yes, I have a problem. First alternative, can you do something about it right now? If the answer is yes, then do it. Then why worry? Relax. Let us ask the same question once again. Do you have a problem? Yes, I have a problem. Can you do something about it right now? No, I can't do anything about it right now. Then why worry? Just relax. It means there's nothing to worry right now. But we keep on worrying what is going to happen tomorrow, what will people say. More than we wanting to feel good, you want to look good in the eyes of others. And that's how we dress, that's how we put makeup on our face, and that's how we learn our language skills, because you want to look good. And people will always pass judgments. People have never left anyone. Mother Teresa was not spared. Mahatma Gandhi was not spared. Vivekananda was not spared. Gautam Buddha was not spared. And I'm sure you and I will never be spared. This world is like this. They'll be keep throwing stones. It is all about your life, man. Just live your life. Chill out. Okay, relax. There's no person who does not have a problem. So somebody has got little problem, somebody has got a big problem. When it comes, let us handle. Okay, imagine now I have done a big mistake. What can happen ultimately? Ask this question. Supreme Court will pass a judgment that please hang Mr. Jayasimha. Death, that will come to me, that will come to you, that will come to everyone. Somebody will die early, somebody will die little later. But death is inevitable. So what else are you worrying about? Anytime anything goes wrong, ask this question. So what? What is in my purview now, right now? With this extra intelligence, what can I do right now? With this extra maturity, how can I redo it again so that I don't repeat the same mistakes again? If you think that way, and I'm sure you are heading for more happy and peaceful path. If not, you're always going to be in stress and depression, and you are going to kill every second, every moment. So when I understood this concept, when this realization dawned upon me, what I have done was, I went with my colleagues for a movie. I had a good dinner, I had a good night's sleep, and I'm sure right now my voice is sounding much more enthusiastic, and I sound much more happier than what I was sounding 2 days back. So problems, I know you have problems, I know I have. Let them come, let us face them at that point in time, but let us not worry. So keep singing that beautiful rhyme. The time to be happy is now, the place to be happy is here, the way to be happy is to make someone happy and have a little heaven right here. Understood? Not? Shall I sing the rhyme once again? The time to be happy is now, the place to be happy is here, the way to be happy is to make someone happy and have a little heaven right here. So guys, you're driving to office, going to college, doing some household work. See, find that one person with whom you can be happy, that movie, that nice beautiful dish, okay, that beautiful place where you can go and chill out and relax. Let us face those challenges when they come. Till then, keep smiling. Jayasimha signing off. Bye-bye.